It's my turn.
Here is your host for My Turn, Don Wildman.
In the spring of 1972, actor George Sanders took a vacation in a resort area in Spain. At the time, Sanders was 65 years of age. He had what many people work for in life. He had fame and fortune, he had a good education, and he had good health for a person his age. Yet while on that vacation, George Sanders committed suicide. On a note which he left, he stated, "I am bored and have already lived enough." There are many people who feel that way. Life loses its meaning and they lose the desire to go on living. They're simply tired of living. It isn't hard for life to get that way, especially if one's purpose for life doesn't stretch beyond himself. We need to remember also that many share equally the lost zest for living with Sanders had, who do not commit physical suicide. There's a great truth running through the very fiber of life. That truth is this: the zest for living disappears when a purpose for living doesn't exist. One of the elementary rules for life to have meaning is for a person to find purpose in it all. For without purpose, nothing really matters. And that purpose, if it is to keep us going, must be above and beyond ourselves. The carpenter from Nazareth laid it out in a very simple way when he said, "The person who loses his life for my sake shall find it." When you have committed yourself to building a better world, to working for man's creator, to helping the human race learn to love and help each other, then life is always worth living. Despite the opinion to the contrary, fame and fortune do not, of themselves, put purpose and meaning into life. Did you ever notice that very few poor people commit suicide? They have to keep going because someone else is depending on them. Lose your life in service to your fellow man. Give yourself over to making the world a better place. Follow the advice of that Galilean carpenter, and you will find life. You will find life with meaning and purpose, abundant life, life full of zest. The person who lives only for himself will one day become bored and grow tired of it all. Eventually, the meaning of existence will disappear. Then there will be no purpose to sustain a desire to press on. The person who loses his life for my sake shall find it. There's a world of truth in that statement. The person who heeds its truth will never lose the purpose for or meaning of life. The person who ignores it will often die years before he is buried. Lee Roston, writing in the Library Journal, had this to say: "The purpose of life is not to be happy, but to matter, to be productive, to be useful, to have it make some difference that you lived at all." A person striving to make the world a better place in which to live hasn't got time to become bored.
This has been My Turn with Don Wildman, a production of the American Family Association.